Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. New life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good.
Bring and get home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, we're feeling good. That's yes. Nina Simone's version of feeling good. And that song just always puts you in a good place.
It does.
And I've just never heard that song sung in a way that I didn't like it.
It always makes you feel
that
good.
That just means it's a good song. So.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today, feeling good?
Well, everybody's not feeling good. Because there's a lot of nasty stuff going around right now.
It is the time of year where you start to hear about more people being sick.
Folks are sick. It's all kind of stuff going on around.
It has been for a couple weeks.
It has. Yeah, it's been going for a while. So we want to talk about ways to improve our immunity naturally.
Okay.
You know, because, I mean, we might get sick. But we want to try to put it off as long as we can. Or if we do get sick, we want to make it to where it's not going to be as bad. So we want to make our immunity nice and strong.
Build that immune system.
And we want to also build our children's immune systems. Because let's just be honest, they go to school, they catch things.
Oh, it's a germ pool. Yes.
And they bring them home to us.
And then we get it.
Yeah. So we want to make
well,
sure.
Well, I like that we're talking about how to naturally do this, like some things that we can do right now before we get sick to hopefully strengthen our immune system.
That's right. And we know the vaccines build immunity against specific diseases, and so it's important to stay up on the vaccines, but we want to talk about what we can do aside from all of that just to stay strong here. So it goes back to our diet. We're going to start with our diet.
Okay.
Because it's important to eat well.
Right, and we've heard our whole lives we need vitamins and minerals, and there's a reason. You know, it's not just talking, and a strong immune system is one of those reasons.
Yeah, so what kind of foods are we talking?
Well, of course, fruits and vegetables, and eat all the colors, as we tell people, eat the rainbow.
Yeah.
You know, because every color group has different vitamins and minerals that are good for us.
And we get stuck. You know, most people only eat the green vegetables, or maybe they only eat corn or whatever it is.
Right.
We've got to spread it out. You know, got to share the love.
Right. And you need to eat both fruits and vegetables, too. You know, lean proteins. Yeah. We need that. Our whole grains, all that good fiber and everything is really good for our bodies. Fat-free, low-fat milk and milk products. So what we really want to try to limit is those saturated fats and foods with a lot of cholesterol and salt and really a lot of things that have added sugar.
Okay, so we're going to be getting all those multiple nutrients that we need. So one of the things I know that a lot of people do is take vitamins.
Yes.
You know, in place of, you know, or they just admit, I don't eat right. I don't eat all the vegetables and the fruits and these things. And so I'm going to take vitamins to kind of make up for where I lack.
Yeah. And a lot of doctors will tell you to take a multivitamin. You
Yes.
know? So you're right.
But it's important that you said doctor told you to take it. Because there are some limits. You know, we can take too much of these things. So, you know, we can be eating some of them and then taking the supplement, not realizing that we're getting a little bit too much, and that can damage our health in ways we may not be aware of.
That's a really good point, because too much of anything can be a bad thing.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that we have talked to our physician and say, hey, I'm thinking about adding this. Is this. What do you recommend?
Yes.
Things like that.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Okay. So what's our next thing to strengthen our immunity.
Okay, this is not going to be shocking.
Okay.
But it's to be physically active.
Oh my goodness. We started the month off talking about walking. So I guess if we're still doing our walking, and hopefully everyone is, that's doing our challenge.
It ties into so much physical activity. Mm-hmm. And just the regular physical activity will help you sleep better, a general overall feeling of well-being. It helps control anxiety.
Yeah.
It can help you maintain a healthy weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it helps your stress level, everything.
Okay. And all of that's going to contribute to your immunity. So let's just review what is recommended. So for most adults, it's recommended at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Right.
So that translates into how many minutes a week?
Like 150
minutes a week. So you can break that down however you want to. That 150 minutes per week.
However you want to get it. Walking, running, jogging, chair exercise, whatever. Yes.
Moving. Okay.
So, but yes, there is more and more research coming out that is connecting physical activity with boosting your immune system.
Okay, we like that.
Yes.
And, you know, being physically active, it provides you some immediate benefits and also some long-term benefits. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, we don't see a reason not to do it.
No.
Okay, so you talked about maintaining a healthy weight, and this is one of the tips to enhance immunity, and it's not an easy thing to do.
It's not.
But the higher that our BMI is, which is our body mass index, it's linked to impaired immune functions. So when we are heavier, it's harder for our immune system to do what it is that it needs to do.
Okay.
So that's why it's important for us to do this. And if we are obese, it also may lower our vaccine effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's kind of scary. If we go out and we get vaccines that are recommended and we are a certain percentage overweight, the vaccine may not protect us as well as it would if we were a normal weight. So that's something to keep in mind.
Definitely focus on that. And then make sure that you are, if you want to lose weight or you know, need to lose weight, whatever, you're doing it safely.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and the two things we've already talked about will help it. Eating well.
The eating well and the physical activity.
Yes.
Right.
You know, which leads to, like I said, better sleep, which helps with weight loss as well. So make sure that you're doing it in a healthy way.
Okay, well, let's go back to sleep because that's another one of those
this
tips.
This is so connected.
It is. It's all connected because, you know, sleep loss can negatively affect different parts of the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that sleep is when our body repairs itself.
Exactly.
You know, we've got to have that time of recovery. And when we don't have that time of recovery, we leave ourselves susceptible.
We do.
Yeah.
You're right, and it affects your stress level, anxiety level. You're probably not eating right, you know. So we want to make sure that we're getting enough sleep so that when it's time to go to sleep, it needs to be, we need to be in an environment that helps promote good sleep.
You know?
And that environment is different for everyone.
Yeah, it is. I think you've already talked about in a previous podcast about you having to have a fan on.
Yes.
I remember you said that.
And other people can't stand a fan. You know, but we want to make sure that we, like you said, are giving our bodies time to recover.
Yeah.
So getting enough sleep can help build your immune system.
So let's back up because our children, we want to make sure their immune system is tight.
Yes.
So we need to make sure our kids are getting enough sleep. And a lot of kids are not.
They're not. And I'll tell you, my kids both say that they go to school with a bunch of sleepy kids.
Yeah.
And it's because they're on their devices all night long and people aren't monitoring them.
Exactly. Yeah.
So put that stuff away, guys. Take it from them at night or turn it. You can set it where it goes off.
Yeah.
They've got to sleep.
They've got to go to sleep.
Yes.
And all the things that we've mentioned previously, you know, the exercise,
the eating well,
all of that,
mm-hmm.
the children need it just as much as the adults do.
Another thing that really affects immune system strength, and this doesn't relate to everybody, but if you're a smoker, we would encourage you to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you smoke, your body is less successful at fighting disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are more problems that you're at risk for. And so secondhand smoke is also an issue.
Right.
So if you smoke, then your children are at risk. Their immune system is not as strong as it should be. So, you know, just knowing that, you know, I may make the choice to smoke, my child doesn't have a choice in the situation, right, but they're going to be affected by what I do.
Yeah.
So there are resources out there to stop.
A lot of free ones. There's a lot of, I know where we live in Tennessee, there's a big smoking cessation program.
1-800-QUIT-NOW, and that's through the Tennessee Department of Health.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that wherever our listeners are from, you know, there are free resources.
I would imagine too. So yeah, quitting smoking if you currently smoke is definitely one that can help boost your immune system. And then, you know, avoiding drinking too much alcohol. Over time, that alcohol use and abuse can really weaken one's immune system.
Yeah, so it may not be immediate, but over time, then the excess alcohol is going to do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one I'm going to bring up is stress, because you've already hinted at stress, but I don't think we can't stress enough how much stress affects our immune system. And this is like psychological stress, physical stress. It directly weakens our immune system. And when we are stressed out, we are inviting viruses to come in, infections. And, you know, one of the main ones that you come in contact with when you're under a lot of stress is shingles.
Yeah.
And we know that shingles is painful.
Very painful, yeah.
Yes.
So it can reactivate a virus, which is what shingles is.
Yes. If you have the chicken pox, if you've had chicken pox, then the shingles virus is within us. And so there's a vaccine, but you can't have it till you're 50. Well, let me back up. Your insurance, insurance will not pay for it until you're 50.
You know, and a lot of people, I've actually known people in my family that have broken out in hives dealing with stress. That's because there's a chemical issue going on in your body when you're under stress, and it can cause your body to produce hives. So, yeah, stress plays a huge role in our immune function. So we want to, and also when you eat right and you're sleeping and you're exercising, you are less prone to living in stress.
And, you know, we think to ourselves, what do our kids have to be stressed out about? They don't have to pay bills, but our kids carry stress.
They do.
They stress about their grades and their homework. They stress about sports and peer pressure issues. And
there may be home environments that cause them stress.
Yes. So. And so all of this is making them more open to catch all of the nasty stuff that's going around. So washing hands is one of the easiest ways to help prevent the spread of most illnesses.
I agree. And that's an easy thing that we can all do, you know, multiple times a day.
Yeah.
I don't want you to become like a
germaphobe.
But yeah, you know, if you're about to eat, if you've been to the bathroom, those kinds of things, if you've been out shopping, you know, just keep your hands clean and away from your face. And that will definitely help. Drink a lot of water. Keep hydrated, you know.
Yeah, so we're trying to keep everybody well, or at least semi-well.
You're going to get sick.
Yes, as we go through this fall and winter. So thank you for listening to this episode. And in the words of Bob Marley, live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Stay well, everyone.